You see, most gamblers, when they go to gamble, they go to win. When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Even when we win, it's just a matter of time before we give it all back.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
Hey friends, you're listening to Wednesday's November 17th Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show presented by sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. I'm your host, Jeff Clark, and we have an 11-game slate in the NBA. Don't worry, we're not going to cover all 11 games. I do have four games that I like a side in, and I'll go through those here in a second. Man, though, am I licking my wounds after a tough Tuesday night. I went 0-3 yesterday in the NBA. Whiffed on the Nets -3.5, whiffed on the over Sixers Jazz 216.5, and missed on the under Drew Eubanks, who plays for San Antonio Spurs, 6.5 rebounds. Neither one of those really close, so I guess the silver lining is that I was able to do something differently than watch my poor NBA wagers. But we're gonna get back after it today, try to get back on a winning note and make some money for the listeners. All the odds that are given here in the Bet Slippin' Podcast are provided by our friends at Tipico Sportsbook. Tipico Sportsbook is a global sports betting leader that's now live in New Jersey and Colorado. You can make your favorite sports more interesting with Tipico's fast and easy mobile sportsbook app. For a limited time, new users from this podcast will enjoy a special welcome bonus. Terms and conditions do apply, and you must be 21 or older to play. Please see the website for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. You can get your bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. All right, let's talk some hoops, friends. Again, it was an abysmal Tuesday for your boy, Jeff Clark. I was 0-3 yesterday. Hopefully we can rebound. I got four plays here that I like in the 11-game Wednesday NBA slate. We'll start off with the Boston Celtics visiting the Atlanta Hawks at the State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Celtics are getting 4.5. The Hawks is juiced up to -115 if you want to lay that 1.5. The money line's +145 for Boston, -190 for the Hawks. The over-unders, 215.5. I'm on Boston here, plus the points. Not going to take them on the money line because Atlanta actually has been very, very good at home this year. But the Celtics have the 8th best adjusted shot quality differential according to shotquality.com, while the Hawks rank just 18th. Also, Boston does a really good job contesting shots. They contest the 5th most shots per game, whereas Atlanta contests the 3rd fewest. So Boston closes out on shooters, and Atlanta usually just lets these guys chuck. Speaking of which, Boston actually has an elite defensive backcourt that could ruffle Trey's feathers. Trey Young was fantastic last year against the Celtics, but they didn't really play with a starting point guard in those games. Kemba Walker did play in one, and then Jeff Teague played in the other, whereas they legit didn't have a point guard for the third. Kemba Walker is at the bottom of the barrel as far as defensive point guard, defensive or perimeter guards. And Jeff Teague is a backup. He was Kemba Walker's backup. I don't even know whose backup he is. Maybe he's still on the Celtics right now. But Marcus Smart and Dennis Schroeder should do a lot better of a job with or against Trae Young. Also, there's a better rim protection and for Boston with Al Horford returning to the team this offseason and Robert Williams taking a jump forward, both offensively and defensively. Also, their style edges for Boston in this one. They play a lot of ISO ball, and they actually run a lot of their action through screens. Well, Atlanta actually has the 3rd worst defensive effective field goal shooting versus isolation offense, and they give up the most points per possession versus field goals off of screens or offense off of screens. So I like the Celtics, +4.5. I'm going to stay away from the money line, even though I generally like to sprinkle on an underdog as a money line if I'm taking them to cover, just because Atlanta has been dynamite at home. Also, for your records, Boston has covered 7 straight, so they're playing pretty well. Their net rating and their defensive efficiency is really increased since the beginning of the month. So I'm on Boston getting the points here. Let's go to the first primetime game on ESPN, which is the Los Angeles Lakers visiting the Milwaukee Bucks. Tip-off is at Pfizer Forum at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. The Bucks are laying 8.5. The money line is +340 for the Lakers, -475 for Milwaukee. The total's 221.5. I'm on Milwaukee here, which is surprisingly not as chalky of a side as you figure there would be, or you figured they would be. The Lakers are actually a trendy dog right now, and I'd assume the logic is just the line is too high. You know, you got Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook out there, so 2 eventual Hall of Famers, another one with Carmelo Anthony, who's actually probably in the running of 6th man of the year thus far. Looks great for LA, but LA has had mixed results. Obviously, they are currently 8-7, and their adjusted shot quality suggests that they're actually due for some regression. Milwaukee's a very disappointing 6-8, but they've dealt with a myriad of health issues. Holiday's missed time. Chris Middleton's missed the last 8 games. Dante DiVincenzo's still out. And Brooke Lopez has missed some time and is currently on the injury report. So they're getting Chris Middleton back, and I expect a statement game at Milwaukee, similar to the one that we got last night with the Warriors versus the Nets. The Warriors just beat the tar out of the Nets, and they were the far superior team going into it, according to like net efficiency, net rating. And while Milwaukee doesn't rank far ahead of LA in net efficiency, they're actually neck and neck with the Bucks being slightly better, but they're ranked 22 and 23rd. I anticipate Milwaukee to get much better now that Chris Middleton's back in the lineup, and obviously the Lakers are still missing LeBron James. Supposedly he could come back this weekend. But I just like how Milwaukee plays. They play with more intensity as it is, and the results just haven't matched that intensity thus far. The Bucks lead the NBA in contested shots. They recover the 3rd most loose balls per game, whereas the Lakers are a little lazier with the hustle stats. They get the 3rd fewest loose balls per game, and they contest the 8th fewest shots per game. And so I am fading a trendy dog in this one as well. Just to kind of go back to my original point, I do think we're going to get a statement game under the bright lights of a primetime game here with the Bucks and having their big 3 ready to go for this game, whereas the Lakers have turnover issues. They do have pretty good shooting, but I think the Milwaukee Bucks are going to funnel those 3-point shots to some of the weaker defenders and do a good job of closing out on the Malik Monks and the Carmelo Anthonys of the Lakers bench. So let's take the Bucks laying 8.5. The next game we'll talk about here is the Chicago Bulls visiting the Portland Trailblazers. Tip-off in Portland is scheduled for 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Trailblazers are a small favorite, -1.5, -120 on the money line. Chicago's money line's +100. The total is 219.5, and it's more of a lean. I am waiting the final injury report for Portland, but I am leaning / will upgrade it to a like if Dame Lillard plays. So be sure to wait on the final injury reports if some of these big names are listed as questionable, because we don't want to sit there and be holding a Portland ticket if their best player isn't in the lineup. Dame's actually been playing better after struggling out the gate. His last 5 games, he's averaging roughly 25 points per game on 47% shooting and 39% from beyond the 3. Portland's only 7-8 this season overall, and Chicago's 10-4. Chicago has one of the best net efficiencies in the league, but I think what most people are would find surprising is how good the Blazers have been at home so far this year. They're 6-1 overall with the best net points per 100 possessions and the second best spread differential according to cleaningtheglass.com, which removes garbage time from its stat tracking. So the Blazers are killing it at home, and the Bulls are obviously a trendy dog in this spot as well. I would go ahead and assume most of the market feels like this is a wrong team favorite. Cash is pouring in on the Bulls at this spot. According to the Yahoo Sports app, roughly 90% of the action at the time of us recording this podcast is on Chicago's money line. So we get to fade a trendy dog here and back up Trailblazers team that's been just amazing in Portland this season. So I'm on Trailblazers outright. Again, it's more of a lean until we get the official game status of Dame. If he's in, let's go forward with the Portland Trailblazers money line. The final game that we'll discuss here is the second primetime game on ESPN, which is the Dallas Mavericks, who are 9-4, visiting the Phoenix Suns. The Suns are favored. Tip-off is at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Suns are favored 8.5 with more juice on Dallas's plus 8.5. It's actually minus 112. The money lines are plus 330 for Dallas, minus 450 for the Phoenix. The over-under is 212.5, minus 110 each way. And I'm sure most of you are at home, if you're not glued to the maybe a Twitter deck or just paying attention to NBA beat writers, are like, wait, what? Suns laying 8.5 against Dallas? Well, that's because Luka Doncic is going to be missing this game. However, I think there's value in fading the overreaction to Luka's absence. Actually, Dallas has been a lot better with him off the court. In fact, Jalen Brunson, who will be starting at point guard in replacement of Luka, has the best on-off net efficiency for the Dallas Mavericks, whereas Luka has the worst on-off net efficiency. And this is according to cleaningtheglass.com. Brunson actually ranks in the 97th percentile of guards in on-off net rating, whereas Luka ranks in the 3 percentile of guards and on-off court net efficiency. So Dallas, I think, is going to be able to move the ball a lot better, and they're going to play a lot less ISO ball. So I'm expecting Kristaps Porzingis to get a bunch of looks. Jalen Brunson does a good job getting shooters the ball in rhythm and getting them clean looks. And actually, the Mavs have a better adjusted shot quality than the Phoenix Suns, according to shotquality.com. Dallas, surprisingly, is third in adjusted shot quality, whereas Phoenix is right behind them in fourth. But according to their regression or progression model, this is again according to shotquality.com, Mavericks, based on their adjusted shot quality, should actually have one more win, whereas Phoenix is right where they should be with their 10-3 record. Phoenix is playing great basketball. It's just a fade, more or less, on the overreaction. The overreaction to the absence of Luka. I do think this ball is going to move better for Dallas, and they'll be able to keep it within 8.5. And we're obviously looking for a bounce back Wednesday here after an abysmal Tuesday. Just to recap my best bets here, I'm going with the Boston Celtics +4.5 currently at the Atlanta Hawks. And then I'm going to take the Bucks -8.5 at home versus the Los Angeles Lakers. Taking the Portland Trailblazers money line at home against the Chicago Bears. Again, that's pending Dame Lillard's official game time status. And then the final or the second primetime ESPN game pitting the Dallas Mavericks against the Phoenix Suns, I'm going to fade the overreaction to Luka Doncic's absence and take the Mavericks +8.5. That's your Bet Slippin' Podcast, Daily NBA Podcast for Wednesday, November 17th. Gave you free four best bets. Please be sure to check out my handicaps or the handicaps of my colleagues at sportsbookwire.usatoday.com. To all of our listeners in Colorado and New Jersey, be sure to check out Tipico Sportsbook before making any of your making any wagers on your favorite sports. Also, do us a favor, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Until tomorrow, good luck and all your bets.
This is the Bet Slippin' Podcast, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
I bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I mean, it's the gambling business. Occasionally get punched in the face.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.